Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I want to talk about prophecy. When you think about the Lord said that he would gather his people, he would gather the Jews and give them their own nation. And we've seen that take place in 1948, you know, with Harry Truman and the signing of all the things that we talked about in the past, you know, President Harry Truman. But today we're seeing, even though Israel's surrounded on all sides, that Jews, even American Jews, are saying, you know, I want to go back to Israel. I want to go to Israel, not necessarily go back, but go to Israel. I want to be a part of the nation of Israel. I want to live amongst them. As a matter of fact, they're saying this is probably one of the safest places to be. It's exciting because you would think the last thing you'd want to do when Israel's surrounded is to be able to do that. But that God's word is coming to pass as Jews, even American Jews, are going back to Israel. As a matter of fact, take a look at this.
Cultural differences and leaving family behind can make immigration to Israel difficult. But more and more Jewish Americans are making Israel their permanent home. CBN correspondent Julie Stahl has this story.
Seeing Jewish people return to Israel is like watching Bible prophecy unfold before your eyes. Isaiah, Jeremiah, and Ezekiel all speak of the Jewish return to the land.
It's an exciting day. 232 new immigrants arrived in Tel Aviv's Ben-Gurion Airport from North America to make Israel their home.
Jewish Agency Chairman Natan Sharansky and government officials welcomed the group.
Only think for a moment, each of you, about your fathers, your grandfathers, your great-grandfathers, all those generations of your families of Jews who were dreaming and praying next year in Jerusalem. And you did it.
19-year-old Max Kresh came from Detroit. He's one of 59 newcomers joining the Israel Defense Forces as a lone soldier or one without any family here.
I came to Yeshiva last year. I studied in Yeshiva. Being in Israel, learning in Israel, and living in Israel influenced me and it made me realize how much I really love being here.
Almost 30 families with 75 children make up this group of new immigrants. They include Lisa and David Parshan, along with two children.
It was really nice to watch people, like just like us, coming off. They're all jet-lagged, but with a smile on their face. It was a really very exciting experience.
Their older daughter, Shira, paved the way 2 years ago.
You know, Mashiach is coming, and I knew that Israel is the place to be, and I made Aliyah when I was 17 years old.
This group arrived on an El Al flight chartered by Nefesh B'Nefesh. The organization partners with the government to help North American and British Jews make Aliyah and adjust to life here.
I just think that every Jew should be struggling with the issue of the Jewish homeland, and that's not just a slogan, but it's rather an opportunity.
Since 2002, the group has brought about 45,000 immigrants from the U.S., Canada, and England. Co-founder Rabbi Yehoshua Fass explained why they come.
You don't want the immigration from America to be an aliyah of a wave of necessity, of running away from something, of distress, duress, persecution. You know, you don't want that. The beauty of North American immigration is that people are choosing.
Julie Stahl, CBN News, Ben-Gurion Airport, Tel Aviv.
This is so exciting because you're seeing the fulfillment of prophecy. God said that he would begin to gather his people, gather the Jews from around the nations, and it's been happening and happening and happening, you know, as we're seeing it take place. But you think, though, this particular moment when such adversity is put in place, but then he says, you know, I will send fishermen to fish for you, then I'll send hunters to hunt for you. God's going to save Israel. God loves the Jewish people. God has a plan in store, a specific plan in store to be able to show himself mighty. And it just, Israel alone proves the awesomeness of God in the context of his word.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation life.